This is Angel here. Today's topic is going to be about social media marketing and how I got denied in the beginning and then in the end ended up becoming like the real winner. So in today's podcast, we're going to be talking about how I was just on the internet, you know, searching up. I was just trying to make, you know, some type of money as a job. And social media marketing really caught my attention, and I realized like the amount of income you could receive, you know, in a matter of months. So I was like, okay, like, why not? Let's do this. So I immediately started doing my research, right? You know, I started looking up on YouTube how to get started, and there's a lot of things I paid attention to. So I was looking over all the stuff that I could do, and the first thing was to officially going out there and you know, trying to put your name out there so you can do the job for them. So I immediately, you know, go in my car, I did my research obviously before, you know, companies that didn't have any social media accounts or companies that were probably like on the, you know, on the verge of probably, you know, losing their business. So I go around looking for different spots that I can go to, and you know, I find plenty of stores or businesses, you know, small businesses. I probably find like 15 to 20 of them. And guess how many gave me a shot to actually doing a social media marketing business with them? Yep, that's right. Zero. So, you know, obviously I was completely devastated. You know, it was a lot of time and effort that I put into it, you know, trying to help people out. But, you know, guys, people just weren't even giving me a shot, you know, in the beginning. Of a social media marketer is to tell them that you're going to work for them for free, which is what I did. And literally no one really, you know, wanted any business of me. So I'm like, okay, that's fine. So maybe a couple months later down the road, I start thinking, I'm like, who can I really target and who would really benefit from me? So I start thinking of all my, you know, my friends, my families who have like their own little business, or whether they're doctors or you know, whatnot, something I can just promote myself in the beginning, and it'll be a long-term investment, honestly. So I started looking back, and I realized that I have a lot of friends that are doctors, and I immediately just start, you know, going insane. I'm writing back to my friends, you know, I'm telling this and that, and I end up getting one client for, he's a doctor, so I'm doing social media marketing for him right now. On Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and I'm running his websites. So it's literally the easiest stuff you can do. I mean, you just post stuff online. You target certain people around the area so you can get more patients for them or clients. And it's the best thing, you know. And once you prove that you can run one account, then the rest is easy. You know, you show the other companies, okay, now you can run one account consistently. Let's give them a shot. That's all you need is a shot, you know, in the social media marketing aspect. You know, you don't give up. It's a long-term type of deal, so you'll get a lot of work to do probably. But you know, the best part is that if they just send you files and they just let you run the accounts and post whatever you want, you know, every once in a while you'll get daily updates from them, but just, you know, listen to them, and because obviously they're your boss. So, you know, that was my biggest turn on social media marketing aspect, is, you know, not really giving up and just really thinking outside the box and not trying to target people in the beginning that's probably going to be pretty tough. You know, target people that you maybe already know, maybe you have a good relationship with them, and see where that